In the Steven Spielberg movie E.T., why is the alien brown? No reason. In Love Story, why did the two characters fall madly in love with each other? No reason. In Oliver Stone's JFK, why is the president suddenly assassinated by some stranger? No reason. In the excellent Chainsaw Massacre by Tobe Hooper, why don't we ever see the characters go to the bathroom or wash their hands like people do in real life? Absolutely no reason. Worse, in The Pianist by Polanski, how come this guy has to hide and live like a bum when he plays the piano so well? Once again, the answer is no reason. I could go on for hours with more examples. The list is endless. You probably never gave it a thought, but all great films, without exception, contain an important element of no reason. And you know why? Because life itself is filled with no reason. Why can't we see the air all around us? No reason. Why are we always thinking? No reason. Why do some people love sausages and other people hate sausages? No fucking reason.
Come on, don't waste your time explaining that garbage. Let's go.
Just a minute, let me finish. Ladies, gentlemen, the film you are about to see today is an homage to the no reason, that most powerful element of style.
Why did they destroy all those chairs? They sat on those.
Yeah, it's really a pity.
Quiet, please.
Okay, everybody, turn around. Good. Enjoy.
Excuse me, is it going to be in color or in black and white?
Already born.
Don't be so negative. It's just the beginning. It's gonna pick up. Just be patient.
Hope it's not some old silent film. I can't hear a thing.
Yes, you can hear the wind a little. If you listen.
Somebody see something?
I see a dump. There! Straight ahead.
Thank you.
amazing. He just blew up a bottle without even touching it.
Really? Let me see.
That's odd.
Looks like he has telepathic powers.
You mean psychokinetic?
I don't care about the right word. I just think he blew up the bottle with his mind.
It's most likely, yes.
That's awesome. I'm starting to like it.
I think the kid is right. Psychokinetic powers.
Excuse me, but do you have to comment everything aloud?
We are not commenting. We are trying to understand. What do you think of it?
Nothing.
You know you're not allowed to film the film. It's forbidden by law.
It is?
Yeah, they'll put you in jail for that.
Jail? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she's right. It's piracy. I'd be careful if I were you.
Well, my wife couldn't come. I was just going to show her.
Yeah, it's piracy anyway.
Thanks, going for the future. Thanks.
Come on, starting again. Wake up. Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
Jesus, I hardly slept a wink. It's fucking insects, man.
I was really cold myself.
Quiet. Wake up.
Excuse me, would it be possible to have some coffee and some toast?
I'm hungry. Dad? Dad?
Where is he?
Straight ahead. He just woke up.
Oh, thanks.
Anyone got any food?
Bye.
Not bad at all.
What, let me see.
This is the first time in my life I identify with a tire.
Stop, Dad. Give me that.
Now, her ass is not that great, but I understand.
You are hard to please. It is fine with me.
Her ass isn't that great, but she has quite a rack on her. You think the tire's gonna get laid?
I'd like to see that. What position do you think?
I think she'll start with a good blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, you think you're gonna shut up sometimes and let us watch in peace? I can't stand it.
Come on, can't you take a little joke?
Yeah, there's plenty of space. Go somewhere else if we're bothering you.
Oh, you should be the ones to move if you want to laugh so loud, don't you think?
You know what, why don't you just do like that cripple and put on your Walkman and listen to music and then we won't bother you anymore.
Okay, it's not a Walkman, it's a medical gizmo.
Come on, let's just forget it.
Brats. Bye, brats.
Mom, it's me. I'm going to spend the night in the motel. I just don't want to drive anymore. See you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Anything interesting?
You just switched the channel.
Okay, well, wake us up if we miss anything major.
Good night, everybody.
How long before humans start eating each other out of hunger?
Don't talk crap, just sleep.
Oh, you're real slugs. You're just going to let us starve without doing a thing?
I found a blown up rabbit.
Ew, this is so gross!
Oh. Rabbit's okay to eat, right?
Idiot! Can you see it's fake?
Yes, master. Very well, master. Yes, I certainly. I understand perfectly. I'm gonna do it tomorrow morning without fail. First thing in the morning, you can count on me. Salutations, master. Morning.
Can I clean your room?
Yeah. Why not?
Animals.
Anybody there? Excuse me. Do you want me to come back later? Fucking weirdos. I just saw a left tire.
You got nothing better to do than come over here and start talking rubbish?
Look, I swear, it's true. Look, he locked himself in room 16.
Ain't you got homework to do or something?
I'm on holidays.
And you don't know what to do with yourself. Well, you're bugging me.
You don't believe me.
Will you shut up? Look, here. Get on your bike and go get me a pizza, all right? I give you 10 minutes to kill.
You go have a look at room 16 now. Please.
Will you get on your bike and get me a pizza? Cut this bullshit out? Do it! And don't forget the double toppings!
Whoa!
Here's your double topping, dickhead. Isn't the tire supposed to float?
An inner tube, yes, not a tire.
Really? I would have bet just the opposite.
Oh.
You feeling any better, son?
No. It's burning a lot. Daddy, I beg you, call a doctor.
Oh, come on. Probably just ate too fast. It's going to be all right. Don't worry. We all ate too fast.
Ow. It's hurting bad, I tell you.
Does anybody know anything about medicine?
No, sorry. Would you happen to know anything about physics? Would a tire sink or float?
It would sink. We just saw it a minute ago.
Oh. 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 What's going on?
Damn it to hell.
What is happening to us?
They poisoned you. Turkey was a trap.
A trap?
Oh, someone to treat your audience.
Well, don't worry, ma'am. They're not going to get away with it. I'm still here. And I want my show. Yes, sir, I want my show.
Anybody there? It's higher. He's right here. This tire's alive.
The tire story again?
Doesn't look very alive to me.
Look, I saw this tire get into room 16. He locked himself
in. Okay,
in.
You know what? I've heard enough rubbish for the day, all right? Now get that dirty tire out of the pool, or I'm going to get really mad.
Sorry, Lieutenant.
Nothing. But tell me, don't you find it strange we can't see the air around us?
Why do you say that?
Just like that. No reason. Okay, kid, listen to me. Nothing to worry about. It's just a perfectly ordinary tire.
Yeah, same here. You see, it's not moving.
Well, maybe it drowned.
Look, will you stop it with this crap, okay? You're putting me to shame in front of a police officer.
Don't be rough. There's no need to be.
You know, someone
rough.
Died here, okay? We don't joke about things like that. Do you understand?
Now, that is true.
I'm not joking. I am sure that this tire killed Martina.
All right, that is enough. All right? I don't want to see you anymore, okay? We will settle this tonight. Now, scram. You are getting on my nerves. Go.
You're a little jumpy.
Not usual. And take your fucking tire with you.
Sorry. Mr. Hughes, can I ask you some questions for the investigation?
Sure, go ahead.
How was your relationship with Martina?
We got along fine. You know, employer, employee.
Okay. You were satisfied with her work?
Yeah.
Nothing in particular you'd mention about her behavior?
No.
Ah, very good. It's been 6 hours. The poison has had time to take effect. We can stop.
The poison?
Yes, we poisoned the spectators. You can go home now, Mr. Hughes. We don't need you anymore. Thank you very much.
I don't understand.
It's been a pleasure working with you. Everybody, listen. I have something important to announce. Pay attention, please. Okay. You can all relax. It's over. We're stopping now. Thanks, and congratulations to all. Great job.
What do you mean, Chad?
I mean exactly what I just said. It's over. You can all go home to your families now. It's been a pleasure working with you.
You out of your mind?
Why do you want us to go home?
Come on. Stop acting like this is real life. I'm telling you we're done. There's no one watching anymore, okay? No use going on. Stop. Finished. We're packing in.
What? This is real life, Chad. We have a dead body over here.
No. Come on. It's not real life. Look at you. You have a stuffed toy alligator under your arm.
So?
Okay. I'm going to show you something. Denise, take your gun.
Why?
Take it. I tell ya, it's an order. Now point it at me and shoot.
No way.
Doug, you do it. Don't think. Just shoot.
Oh my God.
You see? I don't feel a thing. No pain whatsoever. It's not real. You understand? Everything is fake. Shoot again. Now do you believe me? This situation is not real. Go home. It's all over. Thanks.
What about the cleaning lady? She's really dead?
Open the bag. You might be surprised.
It's a regular corpse.
Give her a good slap. You'll see.
Stop your bullshit. She's got no head. It's not funny.
Shake her up.
So, nothing happened. She's dead. Body's cold.
How cold?
The spectators didn't eat the turkey. He's alive and watching as we speak.
Damn. You sure this is true?
Positive. You have to go on.
Okay. Excuse me, please. I made a little mistake. Forget everything I just said. I'm sorry. I got a little ahead of myself. We're not quite done. How was your relationship with Martina?
You're bleeding, Lieutenant.
Oh, don't mind that. It's nothing. Let's proceed. Answer my question.
Like I said, we got along fine. You know, employee, employer.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. You were happy with her work?
Like I said before, yeah.
Nothing in particular you'd mention?
No.
Were you in contact with her family?
I met her brother once. He was rather obese. We really didn't talk.
Okay. Do you know if Martina was on good terms with her obese brother?
Maybe.
Do you think the obese brother could be directly or indirectly involved with Martina's death? Oh God, the kid was right. The killer is a tire.
You killed Martina? You're gonna be in trouble with the police. You know what the police are? Do you talk? I mean, talk. Me? Human? Boy? Hey! Answer me!
This is what our killer looks like.
Tire.
Exactly. I give you an hour to find him. Can't have gotten far. If you have any questions, it's now or never.
What brand of tire?
We don't know yet. Probably brandless.
Is it worn?
Yes.
Is it black?
Hey, Dodge! I just saw it. He escaped on the road. That way.
Fancy farm chicken, homemade potatoes mashed with olive oil and mushroom fricassee.
That'll be fine, thank you.
Wait till you see the rest. It's tuna tartare on a bed of artichoke with violet flavored white asparagus. It's tempting, isn't it?
Look, you know, I'm not hungry, so just forget it.
Dessert then, perhaps.
Oh.
Chocolate clears. That's lovely. How could, what did, how could...
Hey, hey. I'm telling you, I'm not hungry. All right? Now you're wasting my time. Just go away.
Come on. You gotta eat something. It's unhealthy. You can't go on like this. You can't. You have a yogurt, at least. Just do that for me.
Hmm? I just want to watch the end in peace.
Oh. Wait all you want, because there's no end.
Fine, I'm going to watch it anyway, all right? I like it.
What's happening?
What's happening? He's rolling. The cops are chasing him. This is a pretty exciting scene.
That's so. Where? I can't see.
Right there, right straight ahead.
Where?
Here. Go on.
Oh. Then one day, my father wanted to do something nice for us, and he took us on a vacation to the mountain. But since we had no money, he couldn't take us skiing. So, you know, along with my brother, we started going on these walks in the snow. We didn't even have shoes. That's funny. Anyway... Then, my brother, he's showing off on a rock. He slips, falls into a crack. Dumb accident. You sure you know what trying to clear? They are amazing.
I'm fine, thanks.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, okay. So, my brother falls into a crack. And I don't know why, but instead of going for help, I take this enormous rock and I smash him into the face with it. And that's when he stops screaming. Damn. Do you have something for a stomach ache? I think I ate too fast. Ouch. Oh, holy shit. Ah! God! Oh, shit. Oh! This stuff was supposed to be for you to eat! Oh! Oh, God, it burns! Oh! I'm gonna die! Help me! Help me, oh God, please! Please! Oh, God, it burns! I'm going to die! I'm going to die! Help me! Help me, please! I'm making you...
Can't do that.
Really?
No, you can if you want, but it's against the rules.
So what, can I or can't I?
Unit 4 to Central. Do you
Steve. We located the tire. Do you receive? I repeat, we located the tire inside a house. You're on.
We receive you, Unit 4. What do you mean by located?
We just saw him. He's in a house on Belly Ball Road watching TV. What should we do?
Stay put. We're on our way.
Door just opened. He's coming.
All right, go ahead. Read.
Come.
Closer. Come on, closer. I was expecting you.
Come on, come here.
Articulate.
Come on, come here.
Come here and kill me, you son of a bitch.
Come close and kill me, you little jerk.
Stick to the text. Go on.
Son of a bitch.
That's good. He's biting.
Go on.
Come on. You know I've been very naughty. You have to punish me. Come punish me.
Who wrote this garbage?
Don't worry about that. Go on.
You like me? You think I'm sexy?
Come on. Be a good boy. Blow my head off, you big stud. Sorry. I can't read that. It's too awful.
Get out of the way. You're gonna ruin everything.
Blow my head off, you big slut. You hear me?
I have been a very naughty girl. I need a good thrashing. Come on, now. Go ahead.
Kill me. Go on.
I want to die. Do it.
I think he suspects something. I think we should have stayed with the woman's voice.
Shit. Take back the money. Come on, go ahead. Come on.
Where are we?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Improvise. Quick.
Hey, blow my head off.
What are you waiting for?
It's very good. Go on.
Come on. I'm ready. Now.
Excuse me. I hate to bother you, but the way I look at it, this scene makes no sense at all. And not that it was great to begin with, but at least I understood it. Now it's just it's totally confusing. That's why I took the trouble to come all this way.
What do you mean? What don't you understand?
What don't I understand is the bit with the dummy. It doesn't make sense. I mean, what's the point? What's the purpose?
Well, can't you see it's a lure? There's nothing confusing.
Yeah, I get the lure, okay? I'm not stupid. Yeah? What I don't get is why it takes so many hours. Why don't you just ice the bloody tire? Now that he's standing in front of the dummy, you get a bazooka, or even better. No, listen. Even better. You get one of your guys with a flamethrower, huh? Just, huh? You gotta do something. I mean, do something, anything.
No. The idea was for him to blow up the dummy himself and set off the dynamite. That way, he'll pop himself off himself, so to speak.
Well, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. What I'm asking is speed up the action, that's all. You know? Boom, boom, huh?
Yeah, but then we wouldn't be here if you'd eaten a damn turkey.
Well, that's true enough, but...
Listen, I'm glad you told us. We'll try to speed things up now.
Hmm.
You can go back to your place.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Asshole.
Who's that guy?
Come on, let's get on with it.
I'm exhausted. Read the last sentence there.
You nothing but a rubber shit.
Once again.
You nothing but a rubber shit.
Again.
You nothing but a rubber shit.
It didn't work. Hey, that's what you intend to do?
I'm gonna blow away that rubber ship myself. Be done with it.
No, you can't do that. What about the dummy blow up? What do you promise, man?
And bye.
That's it, huh? That's all you got? You can't stop here, man. Come on, what kind of racket are you running? Hey, wait! It's not the end! He's been reincarnated as a tricycle! Come on!
Oh, wait.
I'm not a character, I'm just watching. You just stay there. Stay put. No, stay put. Good.
Now, with one side, so to work the other side, step just to the opposite side of the block. You're going to step up with the right, kick with the left, step down with the left, touching back down with the right, up with the right, kicking with the left, down with the left, together with the right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
In the Steven Spielberg movie, E.T., why is the alien brown? No reason. In Love Story, why did the two characters fall madly in love with each other? No reason. In Oliver Stone's JFK, why is the president suddenly assassinated by some stranger? No reason. In the excellent Chainsaw Massacre by Tobe Hooper, why don't we ever see the characters go to the bathroom or wash their hands like people do in real life? Absolutely no reason. Worse, in The Pianist by Polanski, how come this guy has to hide and live like a bum when he plays the piano so well? Once again, the answer is no reason. I could go on for hours with more examples. The list is endless. You probably never gave it a moment's thought, but all great films, without exception, contain an important element of no reason. And you know why? Because life itself is made up of tons of no reason. Why can't we see the air all around us? No reason. Why are we always thinking? No reason. Why do some people love sausages and other people hate sausages? No fucking reason.
Come on, don't waste your time explaining that garbage. Let's go.
Just a minute. Let me finish.